Ezekiel Elliott. And he's got an opening. Elliott off to the races. Can they catch him? No, they can't. Touchdown.
Tie a three will win it. Sylvester for three. Oh! Oh! With 5.1 to go.
Here's Fields with time in the end zone.
A single season record of 14 set by Vernon Golston in 2000.
8 seconds to go. Kraft with Paolo defending. Now a switch off. He's got Niang on him with three. He better hurry. Puts up the shot. And he hits it with 0.2 seconds to go. Wow.
Inbounds Turner, left side of the backcourt. Turner crossed the timeline, throws it from high on the right.
He hit it just inside of half court.
They go for the ball game. Touchdown, Michael Jenkins on 4th and 1. Would you believe it? Craig Krenzel strikes with 1.5 minutes left. Holy Buckeye.
This is the Bunch of Nuts podcast featuring Dan Smith and Big Cass. Let's get nutty.
Hello and welcome back to a big time episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. I'm Dan here with Big Cass. It's March Madness. Cass, we got some exciting news. I'll let you take it away about our contest. It's our yearly contest, but you're the man in charge, so take it away.
Yes. NCAA March Madness, the Bunch of Nuts podcast presents the tournament bracket challenge. Winner will get $50 in Fanatics. No second place. We thought about doing a second and third place until we realized that I made a screw up where it said no limit brackets. And I was like, you know what? Let's just do the $50, because if we did set a limit, maybe we would have done a second and third place. But there's some people that have like 12 brackets. Like, yeah. Kudos to you though if you think you could win $50 with 12 brackets, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and this turnout is our best one yet.
It is. I mean, we have literally 3 full pages of brackets already on ESPN. We're definitely going to easily hit probably 4 or 5 pages easily when it comes to this.
But please, your username so we can see your first and last name. So if you do win, we can look you up on social media or Twitter.
Yeah.
Please.
Exactly. Use your first and last name, or at least your Twitter handle. Just don't be like, don't pick a random thing.
I know a few people, like my buddies, Payne State. I know who that is. Like, I know a couple people, but like, we don't know who half these people are. Like, some people have 1, 10, 12. Like, that's their number. It's like, please put your first and last name. We will. Tomorrow is the deadline, I think, because the play-in games are tomorrow night. But once Friday hits, it's got to have it in by noon on Friday, right?
It's noon Friday deadline, because the play-in games, you don't pick the play-in games. You get both those teams. You just assume, like, you select your bracket thinking you're going to take one of those teams. I usually always pick those teams because it's like, one of those teams is going to be fresh. That's the way I usually go about it.
I actually picked Michigan State to win their play-in game and win their first round.
I think I have Michigan State going to Sweet 16, because I know they're going to get hot. But real quick, the group name is the Bunch of Nuts Podcast, space between everything, the space bunch space of space nuts space podcast. And then our password is Buckeyes, capital B, Buckeyes 7-0. So 7-0. So Buckeyes 7-0. No spaces, capital B and Buckeyes. We'll post a link on our page and everything. Really excited to have that, though. I mean, that's what it's about. But Cass, man, March Madness is here. I went to the game Sunday. We didn't get it done, but it was a real great experience going to Indianapolis for first time. Indianapolis Virgin over here. Pretty cool city for the most part.
I love that city.
It was pretty cool. Going to the Big Ten Championship, though, it was a great game. I mean, the Buckeyes, they came out so flat. They missed literally every shot. I was really screaming.
They were 1-16 to start the game.
It was ugly, and we weren't down much either, considering we couldn't shoot it into the ocean. And the thing that really kind of startled me, though, was just the fact that I've never seen Buckeye Nation be that outnumbered, especially that close a state over. When I tell you the ratio was like 10-1 Illinois fans, I mean it. Literally, I walked into the stadium, I saw a sea of orange. Literally, I knew it was bad when an elderly lady came up to me and she goes, "We're gonna have to be really loud." Like, she came up to me, tapped me, and I was like so confused. And she's like, "We need to be really loud." But,
well, here's the thing, Buckeye Nation does travel well, but I think the way they ended the season, It was a lot. But then again, I saw it's just the way the end of the season. I think that's why Buckeye fans were like, "Should I waste the money to go to Indy?"
Yeah,
they should have. I mean,
they weren't much. They were like $60 right after. I pressed the trigger once the Michigan game ended. Tickets were like $60-$70 a pop. Not terrible.
But I did see a lot of Michigan fans sell tickets on Big Ten Champion.
They did.
Big Ten Facebook groups, and a lot of them were saying, "I will not sell to a Buckeye fan. I will not sell to a Buckeye fan." But keep in mind, Ohio State has been to the Big Ten Championship game more times than any other school since the Big Ten tournament has existed. I think it's 9 or 10 times. Obviously, they've only won 4 or 5. Illinois has not been to the Big Ten Championship game since 2005. So, of course, Illinois is going to get a lot more people. They are, in my opinion, one of the hottest basketball teams in the country. I have them going to the national championship game.
Oh, yeah. I'm
that high on it. Just the way they're playing right now, they're a good, very good basketball team. And Ohio State played, like, I think they played their best basketball so far this season in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling very good about it.
Defensively, I thought they did.
I'm feeling very good about it. I mean, we took that Illinois to overtime, had a lead in overtime. We didn't have Kyle Young. EJ Liddell didn't hit a single three. Dwayne Washington.
Before we go on Dwayne Washington, because there's a lot we could say about Dwayne Washington, people need to, on Facebook, Twitter, need to calm down on EJ Liddell. Look at the task. Ever since Kyle Young went out early in the second half of the Purdue game, look at who EJ Liddell had to guard. All Big Ten centers.
He had to guard the dude on Purdue, Travion Williams. Hunter Dickinson.
And Leedy. He had to guard Leedy, too.
Yeah, and also he had to guard the dude of Illinois. What's his name? The tall guy. Why can't I forget?
Number 15. And then Cockburn,
hack a cock.
the kid off the bench because Coburn was in foul trouble. So not only did he have to guard the
Badagili. Badagili or whatever. That guy's a stud.
He had six guys that were over 6'10 and bigger than Liddell. So of course his legs, by time late in the game in Illinois, his legs got underneath them.
You could tell he was gassed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I didn't have – I people were mad because he was taking threes. But, like, he's done that all year. There were open threes. That's what we've done those pick-and-pop plays with him consistently. I had no problem with him taking the threes. My issue was just they weren't going down. But they were good shots, in my opinion.
I thought Liddell played well.
I had no problem with the way he played. Dwayne Washington – absolute stud, and I think you already saw he's kind of beginning to get really hot now. Don't be surprised if he has a nice March Madness run, because he is one. I forgot who I told this to, who told this to me, but they told me Dwayne Washington is basically one good March Madness run away from being a late first round pick in the NBA draft. Could be this year. Could be as soon as this year.
I will tell you something about Dwayne Washington. His first 2 years, he would get the ball, shoot. He can drive to the hoop. He can create his own shot. He's lethal from behind the arc, whether there's a guy in his face or not. Dwayne Washington is the most improved basketball player I've seen in a long time. And I'm going to tell you right now, even if he's a late round, if he has a great March Madness run and he's a late round pick, he's the type of player, he's a leader on this team. He's going to be a senior next year. He can turn himself into a lottery pick next year.
I absolutely agree with that. And he's also the best 9-1-1 shooter in America. If the shot clock's like going down, like there's 3 seconds left, you need to chuck up a shot. I want Dwayne Washington to take it. By the way, at the end of the game, when EJ Liddell blocked Coburn and Dwayne Washington got that shut off, he came so close to making that. Like it hit the net. Like that's how good he is. And it's funny because walking into, we got into Indy. It was funny. There's so few Buckeye fans, but there's a bunch of like big people I saw. I was walking down the street. I saw Brian Schottenstein and his fiance. I didn't even realize it was him until after I passed. He was like, "Go Bucks." I was like, "Go Bucks." Realized it's like probably the most important booster in Columbus. Bree's like, "That was just Schottenstein." Like, I was like, "Oh, well." I was like in a mood because I was like hungry and I was like, I was on a mission to get the Yard House. I just put my head down. I was like, "Yeah, go Bucks." We're walking in, and right in front of us, I saw someone wearing a number 4 jersey, and I'm like, "Oh, that's an oddly specific. Like, who has a Dwayne Washington jersey?" And the woman turns around, she goes, "Oh, are you guys Buckeye fans?" Like, "Yeah, absolutely." And she's like, "Oh, go Bucks, go Bucks." Turns out it was Dwayne Washington's mom because she had the pin on, and she was actually sitting in our section. And we're walking out of the game to the parking lot. She was like right near us, and I turned to her. I go, "Oh, like Dwayne played great today. Like, you should be proud of him." She was like, it was funny because she was like so disappointed. She was like, "Man, I wish he had the ball more in overtime." And that's just I guess their mentality, because that's just his mentality. Like, he wants the ball, and honestly, I don't blame him. I think he should have the ball more. I love when the offense runs through him, and I think he's primed for a big March Madness run. You saw in the Big Ten championship. Expect that to carry over.
Justice Stewing had a great, great game also. And
it's just a turnover at the end though. Like turnovers kill us with him. Him and CJ Walker.
Yeah, that's the problem. The one turnover, it was just miscommunication. But I'm ready and I texted you this. I was like, Justice Stewing needs to take over a game. He's got the size, he's got the game. He needs to take over a game. And guess what? They're playing the worst get more and more. But this is the time where he can start taking over the game.
Yeah. I was watching their strategy, what Holtman was doing. They were really – and it was actually, when you break it down, it was a very smart strategy. They were using the guards. They were using like CJ Walker, Justice Suing. They were really trying to attack like the bigs on Illinois. They wanted to get Coburn in foul trouble, which they did. They got 4 fouls. They got Bajili out of the game. They got 5 fouls on him. They were really using the guard to going at them, driving the lane, either trying to get an and one or kick it out for a 3 to like Dwayne Washington. I really like that strategy. I would like to see though a little more, like you said, consistency from Suing. CJ Walker, I think he's playing his best ball, to be honest.
Let me tell you, nobody has a better floater than CJ Walker.
No one.
The ball goes up above the backboard and drops right in. Like, how does that happen? And I'm telling you what, he was cold all Big Ten tournament. Justin Arntz.
Yeah, yeah, it is what it is with Arns at this point.
The missed dunk.
He's been so just out of it. I don't know. I mean, he is. I like him. I have hope that he's going to make some big shots. And I mean, he does open things up for us on the floor, because you can't leave him open. It draws one guy to him every time. His defense though has been kind of marginal the last few games. I think when Jalo's in, we can do more. Jalo can also play bigger too. But we'll see. I just want to say one thing. I love you, CJ Walker. He won me $200, like $214. The game was like over, 'cause they were up 6 with like 4 or 5 seconds left, and the inbound of the ball in overtime. And I had the bet where I took Ohio State plus 6 on the spread, and it was exactly at 6. So while I was pushing, CJ Walker just grabs the ball, runs down the court, sets his feet, pure shot ever. And I am the only schmuck in the stadium jumping. You should have seen it, Cass. Like, I wish more, like, I wish my buddy who came to the game with me saw, because he left a few seconds early because he was upset that they were losing. I was cheering louder than the Illinois fans because I hit my bet. I literally was jumping up and down like a little girl. I made a scene. Like, people were looking at me like, what is this guy doing? And I literally ran up to fan, like, Illinois fans. I was like, great game, great game, great game, because I won like $200. And they were so confused.
Oh, man. That's the glory of sports. You can lose but be happy at the same time.
And they booed. And Kevin Warren got booed, by the way, which made my day.
Yeah. I wear every Wednesday I wear the Fire Kevin Warren shirt to work, mm-hmm. just as a reminder of what a crap show he really is. But I'm so excited for NCAA tournament because, one, we get to have one, and I'm ready for the Buckeyes because they have a great draw. And I'm thinking, and I'm kind of glad we lost to Illinois, because if we didn't lose to Illinois, I feel like if we would have beat Illinois, we would have got the highest number 2 seed, which would have been stuck with Gonzaga, because they weren't going to put us with Illinois and Michigan. I think if we would have won the Big Ten tournament, we would have been the 2 seed with Gonzaga, which was a little bit tougher bracket than what we got thrown out.
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, we'll never know. I like to think that maybe we would have been a 1 seed. I doubt it, though. I think they would have stopped us.
I think we finished as the number 8 overall seed or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, looking in the grand scheme of things, it might be better in the long run for a March Madness run that we got that we didn't win the Big Ten championship. But my inner fan in me, I wanted to win the championship.
I did too. But like you said,
it was a great game, though. Yeah, it was. I have no complaints other than we just couldn't shoot at all in the first half, like the first 10 minutes. That was just really frustrating. But an overtime big championship game, I gave everyone pats on the back. I thought the team really excelled. And honestly, I have no complaints. I'm really excited for the tournament to start Friday.
Yeah, we get some unfamiliar territory, West Lafayette. Yeah, we've lost there this year, but we get to play in West Lafayette. The stupid thing, though, about this whole tournament is every team is in Indianapolis right now. Every team has to travel to their destination. Ohio State has to go an hour and 15 minutes. You know, some places aren't as long. But there was a rumor that some Ohio State officials were lobbying for Ohio State to play at Butler's Arena. But they said with the familiarity that Chris Holtman had with Butler's Arena, I'm like, that's stupid.
So their logic is the coach who coached there years ago would have a bigger advantage than a team that has consistently played in West Lafayette this regular season too, on the same rims. That's their logic. Like, we were talking about this before, but only the NCAA could really botch the bubble. And you can see it already between, you know, their drive after drive to the game.
Hour and 15 hour minutes away. For practice today to drive back.
You're telling me you guys couldn't rent out like a Marriott or a La Quinta Inn or something in West Lafayette? There has to be at least one hotel you could. I don't think the West Lafayette hotel industry is really popping this time of year.
School's not in session. School's not in session in Purdue. Why don't they use some dorms?
Yeah, it's – come on. Like, it's and stupid. Then – like. You see on Instagram, you know, like during bowl season, they would get all these, you know, the football players would get all these great gifts. You know, they get these great sweatshirts and gift cards and, you know, Belk shopping spree or an iPad. You know the deal.
A PlayStation 5.
A PlayStation 5, exactly. I feel bad for the basketball players because like they just posted their gift basket. They get a NCAA March Madness blanket, a March Madness hat, a March Madness sweatshirt, and a March Madness puzzle. And it's like, come on, like, could you hook our guys up a little more? It's just not right, in my opinion. I think the NCAA is really messing this up.
I think so. I have the perfect logic. You have East, West, South, Midwest regions for a reason. Why couldn't the NCAA do four hubs? You do the first, second, and until you get to Elite Eight. You get to Elite Eight, boom, that's when you go to Indy. You could have done one in Kansas City for the Midwest, New York for the East, Orlando for the South, Phoenix or Las Vegas for the West.
I absolutely agree, man. I mean, maybe just not New York, because you said, like, originally you were like New York, LA. I probably wouldn't do there. Orlando's a great spot, though. Phoenix, LA, great spot.
Philly,
exactly. Just
Washington.
You're absolutely right, man. It's just the only NCAA can mess this up. But I guess
we have a tournament.
I really can't complain. Let's break down Oral Roberts, because let's break down the good things. We got game Friday. Oral Roberts, they are from the Summit League, so tons going on in that league. But they do have Max Abmus, who is the country's leading scorer. He averages about 25 points a game, a stud, and he is shockingly not the highest percent three shooter on the team. That goes to Kevin Obenor on their team. So something to look out for there.
This team takes almost 43 pointers a game and makes 11.
But they are so they can shoot, but they are the worst defensive team. And to the Buckeyes' advantage, I want to point out, they do not have a 7-footer. They do not have a 7-foot guy. The Kevin Obenor guy, who is statistically their best shooter, he shoots 45% from three, about 49.5% from the field. He's their center. He's 6'8". But what's also interesting is that Oral Roberts is a very good free throw shooting team. They if you get them on the line, they're going to hit their free throws. They have a really good score. They like to shoot threes. It's going to be interesting, but defensively, the Buckeyes, I mean, well, offensively, the Buckeyes should have a way with that defense.
Oh yeah. I think they should take advantage of it and just wear them out. Like, maybe slow the pace of the game out so they don't get possessions. And I think Ohio State can out-rebound them. We may still Kyle Young's day-to-day. I don't expect him to play Friday.
I don't either.
But I think Zed Key could have a huge game against Oral Roberts. Look for that. I think Justice Suing can have a huge game. And obviously EJ Liddell is going to have a big game. And this could be a game where Dwayne Washington scores a very quiet 21 to 25 points. And I'm saying very quiet.
I think EJ Liddell is going to have a monster day down low, because they don't have – they're not a big team. I think he's going to absolutely dominate. Zed Key could have a big day. I think C.J. Walker will play well. Joe Lunardi is predicting, by the way, Oral Roberts to pull off the upset. But here's the thing, though. It's March Madness, so if you're being projected to be the upset, you're probably not going to be the upset, because March Madness is not logical. So that's kind of good, I think, at least in my opinion.
And then you get past – let's just take a look at Ohio State. I think they're going to have a strong game Friday. I think they win. I don't think they're going to be blowing them out. I think they win in the 15 to 20 range.
I mean, the spread right now, it's Ohio State minus 16. We got an over-under, though, of 157.5. So it's going to be a high-scoring game.
I think Ohio State holds them to 70, but they win, like, I think they win, like, 85-70.
I can see that, like, 90 to 70, something in that range. I agree. It's going to be – I mean, I'm excited. And then after that, we would most likely play – well, not most likely. It would either have to be Virginia Tech.
Florida,
which that kind of concerns me, because those – just from history, Florida beat us in the national championship, Virginia Tech, just from football. I'm scarred thinking of those two schools. I don't want to see them. But I think they're beatable. It's just a question if those schools have our number, which I feel like they do. From
not I think we do pretty well against Virginia Tech. Florida does worry me because the history with Florida, we lost to them in NIT. We lost to them, and we don't have a very good history against Florida, but we do have a pretty good history against Virginia Tech. But I think Virginia Tech, despite losing to Penn State by 20, I think they have the more physical team than Florida. And I think they played a little bit lesser games than Florida. Also, Florida was 14-9 and Virginia Tech was 15-6. I think I picked Virginia Tech, but I still wouldn't be shocked if Florida won. I think we go to the Sweet 16, though.
I have Florida because Trey Mann's an absolute stud. So that's what I'm going with. Virginia Tech, they're good. They're a good team, but they're not
they're more physical than Florida, though.
Virginia Tech doesn't pop out to me at all.
No, they don't.
They don't scare me. They're just the most average team in the tournament. So I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. I think we play Florida. You think we play Virginia Tech, right? So
yeah. And I honestly have Texas Tech, us meeting Texas Tech in the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
Because
one, that would be a good one.
Texas Tech is 17-10. You know, obviously they could lose to Utah State. I mean, they're 6-11. But nobody's scared of me. I haven't seen much of Arkansas, but what I have seen, the times I have, they gotten beat pretty bad by Alabama and they got beat by Tennessee.
Baylor doesn't scare me. Baylor doesn't scare me at all. They've been the same team since February. No one.
I do have Baylor winning this region. I just think Ohio State, if they get in a tough matchup with Virginia Tech, if they get in a tough matchup, Texas Tech or Arkansas, I think that it could be like a Big Ten championship thing where they're just worn out.
I feel like if Ohio State plays at the best level they can play at, they will win this league. But the problem is if they do that stupid, you know, four minutes to go, yeah, Mickey Mouse stuff where they just start throwing passes behind the back, making dumb turnovers. Then it's going to be a long week, right, in Indiana.
Watch for North Carolina. I know a lot of people are like, yeah, it's North Carolina. They haven't been very good. They could upset Baylor in the second round. Purdue is a very scary four team because you don't know what you're going to get out of them. Are you going to get a very good Purdue team who's very big. But this is a very winnable region. I will say
Purdue has a very nice draw.
Yeah. I think Ohio State and Purdue.
Because they play North Texas, and then they would play the winner of the Villanova game. And Villanova is most likely going to win because I forgot who Villanova's playing. Winthrop. They're not good.
Winthrop's 23-1.
Villanova will win that, but they're not going to beat Purdue because Villanova has no guards. They'll beat Winthrop just because they have the talent to beat Winthrop and the coaching, but they won't beat They won't beat Purdue, in my opinion. I think Purdue is a lock for the Sweet 16. I would be absolutely shocked if they can get at least to the Sweet 16. And they're rested because they were 1-done in the Big Ten tourney.
Right. And let's take a look at the other Big Ten teams. The only Big Ten team – in the Midwest. Oh, Rutgers. I forgot Rutgers. But is Illinois and Rutgers are in the same region.
Rutgers is going to the Final Four.
This was a very tough draw. I still had Illinois winning it all in this, but I had Rutgers beating Clemson but getting demolished by Houston.
Rutgers versus Clemson, we are all Scarlet Knights. Hey, wait, hold on. Oh, Rutgers is a 10 seed. I wish they were an 11 seed.
Syracuse is the 11 seed.
I know. No, I was wishing they were 11 against Clemson, so it could be another 11th ranked loss.
They're 10, but Loyola, Chicago, and Sister Jean.
She's vaccinated. Them. Watch out.
I have Oregon State beating Tennessee. I just don't trust Tennessee. And one, my cousin's a Tennessee basketball fan.
Oregon State's hot.
Yeah, and Oregon State's hot right now. So coming out of this bracket, I think it was tough for me because I think the winner of this Midwest is going to the national championship. I really like Houston. I think they're a very, very dangerous basketball team. They, for God's sakes, they beat Cincinnati by 30 points in the American Athletic Championship game. And then Illinois, I like Illinois. I know you don't really care much for Illinois, but I like them out of the Midwest.
I just think they're going to choke. They're good. They have the talent. They're one of the teams that they have all this talent. You're going to look back and be like, wow, this team had so much talent. But they're going to be like that, what is it, the 2010, 2011 Kentucky team with, like, Boogie Cousins and John Wall, that you look back and like, wow, how'd that team not go that far? Like, going made to, like, the Sweet 16. Because they're gonna make it to the Sweet 16, and then some wonky stuff's going to happen. They're going to fizzle out. And I fully believe that. I have no evidence to back it other than just my gut.
And then you go to the East. Michigan is the number one seed in there. They don't have
Livers. They're a different team without Livers. They got the one seed because they put in a great body of work, even though, you know, missing.
I think they have a great shot of getting to this. They'll get to the Sweet 16, and this is where I have them losing. I have Florida State beating them just because there's no Livers. You don't know. Like,
Florida State has that one European guy. I forgot who it is. I don't know the name because there's so many college basketball players. But I was watching the ACC tournament. They have that one European guy who's an absolute – he's the ACC Badajili. Like, he is a stud.
Yeah. And then in the bottom of that, you got Michigan State, UCLA. I have Michigan State going to the Sweet 16. Is it the Sweet 16? No, the round of – I have them losing to Texas. I think Texas is hot right now.
I have Abilene Christian over Texas.
I have Texas going to the Final Four for this.
Texas lucked their way into a Mickey Mouse Big 12 tournament championship because they didn't see Kansas. If Kansas didn't catch COVID, Kansas would have won that tournament. Mark that on God. I feel bad for Kansas. They got robbed. I don't think Texas is good.
I'm gonna go look at my bracket. I might be changing some things here.
I have Cleveland State over Houston.
Oh wait, no, I have Florida State going to the Final Four.
I got Cleveland State over Houston, and the hot pick too is OU over Virginia. I don't have OU over Virginia. I have Virginia, but that is my like. Like, it's our football season of, like, watch that game. That's going to be a good one. That's going to be a good one. OU versus Virginia. Mark it down.
I have OU over Virginia, actually.
Do they have that one player in OU, that guard? He's a stud.
Yeah, I have OU over Virginia.
Virginia's, like, the most – they're the most volatile team,
and they're not showing up till Friday.
Yeah, and Virginia is the most volatile team in college basketball because they play such a slow offense. So if OU goes down, gets a lead, and hits some shots, Virginia really doesn't play well.
By the way, we know Maryland's just going to get beat by UConn, right? UConn's a sexy pick, I heard.
I mean, everyone loves Book Night. I don't know though. I'm not sold on Georgetown. By the way, I think Georgetown also.
Oh, they get beat by Colorado.
Colorado's very good. They're like one of the best free throw shooting teams in America in history. I think they're very good. Colorado. They didn't win the Pac-12, but they are probably the best team in the Pac-12. So I think Colorado will probably make the Sweet 16, maybe Elite Eight. We're going to come back and look at this and be like, wow, we made some dumb picks. Like, how do we miss this one? This one was so obvious because this always happens. I think a sleeper team, Drake in the first four, I think if they win, they could become a very deadly team in the tournament.
Yeah. I think you're right. Creighton is a questionable basketball team because you don't know what the whole – and even Kansas, the 3 seed, nobody's talking about them either. But I can't wait. Ohio State versus Baylor, Houston versus Illinois, I have Florida State versus Alabama, I have Iowa versus Gonzaga, and I think the most exciting matchup outside of watching Ohio State is to see Iowa play Gonzaga.
Oh, that's going to be so good. I hope we get that. And I honestly – well, that's a rematch, by the way.
Yeah.
Gonzaga won. I think, though, if they play again, I think Luka Garza will beat them. I mean, Gonzaga's a good team, but they play in the
WAC.
Yeah, the WAC or whatever.
The thing is,
I have no respect for the WAC.
I don't either, but I have Gonzaga winning it all. Here's my final score, too. This is funny, too. 88-87.
Over who?
Illinois.
Okay.
And I wanted to put Iowa in the Final Four, which the Final Four would have been Iowa, Florida State, Baylor, and Illinois. And, of course, I would have Illinois win it all because I would want Big Ten to win. But I didn't do that. I have Gonzaga winning it all. But the most exciting game in the tournament is going to be that Iowa-Gonzaga team. And I picked Gonzaga to win just because if they don't win it now, this is the year. This is their best team that Mark Few has ever had. When are they going to win it?
I don't think they're going to win it. They're going to choke like usual, per usual.
I hope they do. You know what? I filled this bracket out because I don't want to win the 50 bucks. I want someone else to win the 50 bucks.
I think in one of my brackets, I had West Virginia in the Final Four. I think Bob Huggins gets them there.
Bob Huggins.
I love Bob Huggins. We'll see, though. I'm pumped. I'm going to be in Indianapolis on Sunday. My buddy who we went to the game, he's actually got tickets for Sunday. I don't know what time I'm going to be there. It's not going to be the Buckeyes, unfortunately, because it's in Indianapolis. But I'll be there Sunday. Definitely be betting on it. But moving on, I guess, Cass, this whole episode is just dedicated to brackets. We're doing a bracket contest or breaking down the bracket.
Indiana and Minnesota are searching for new head coaches in basketball. Yeah.
Terry Johnson.
The fact that Ohio State fans were pleading for Archie Miller, and now he's fired in Indiana.
There was a booster. The Indiana booster paid $10 million to just anonymous Indiana booster had a $10 million just to throw around to get rid of Archie Miller. I wonder who that is. Probably Mark Cuban, to be honest, because, I mean, no one's that rich.
They could call Bobby Knight back.
Bobby Knight. Oh, my God. I think.
Did you hear the name that I've been hearing that could be floated around? I've heard that. I don't think that's going to want to coach again. I'm looking at where they at. I know they're in the tournament. If Iona goes and beats Alabama, could you see Rick Pitino coach again at a big-time school?
It won't be Minnesota because they just fired his son, but I think it would be Indiana.
Indiana, and I've heard Penn State.
That would be
Penn State. Here, let me tell you about Penn State. They are never going to be a basketball team.
So no.
They're going to have one or two good years, maybe a couple good players. They might as well hire this coach. I like the coach they got, the interim head coach. They seem to play for him, but they're not going to get a Rick Pitino.
My honest opinion, I think Ohio State's assistant, Terry Johnson, is going to get one of these big head coaching jobs in the Big Ten. I think he is very deserving. Everywhere he's gone, Butler, Ohio State, they've done well. Holtman has been vouching for him to really become a head coach.
I should see, because Jeff Bowles has done some great things that for you. Could you see like a Jeff Bowles going to Minnesota, and that's where Terry Johnson goes down to OU?
That makes sense. They're also saying, I think they're rumoring the Cleveland State head coach to potentially go to one of these schools. It's going to be interesting to see how the pieces shift.
I just think it's funny that Ohio State fans wanted Archie Miller bad. And I'm so glad we got the Holt man.
Me too. I love the Holt man. I'm thankful for him. We have to address this. Ryan Day has the purest shot I've ever seen.
Let me tell you. And then he posts a video of himself shooting now and he couldn't make.
All right. Who wins one-on-one? Who wins one-on-one in their prime? Holtman versus Ryan Day? That's my question.
I haven't seen Holtman in his prime.
I need to see the prime of Holtman. That's a good question. I think Ryan Day does it though. Just after seeing that shot, dude, he shoots better than like most guards in the Big Ten. He shoots better than Indiana's guards and Wisconsin's guards.
Let me tell you, and he's all hyped. He had his call-in show today. We'll get a little bit more and a little talk about football. We had his call-in show today talking about how hyped he is for the NCAA tournament and get to see the Buckeyes. And he wants the Ohio State to cut down the nets. Obviously, he wants the Buckeyes to cut down the nets. No bigger support system for Holtman than Ryan Day. And I think you got to credit that because I don't think Tress and Urban had this much hype for a basketball team like Ryan Day does.
I agree. And I there's definitely more, I think, symmetry between the coaches now than Urban and Thad. I think just too, cause they're younger and they understand it better, but it's going to be, I'm just so excited.
By the way, while we're talking about football, before we get into our bracket on Twitter, you see Master Teague.
Yeah, beast. Why have lateral agility when you can look like the Hulk?
I mean, that doesn't help him be shifty. No, but we know he can run people over.
I mean, he might be playing fullback at this point. The way he looks,
and even G Scott. The picture of G Scott today. This football team is going to be bigger, faster, stronger. And Ryan Day was talking about Zach Harrison, how he has a different look. He's leaner, thick and leaner now. He's got a different look in his eye. Like he's focused all in. Sucks there's not going to be any fans at the spring game because I would love to see these guys show out. Not a lot. Just I can't wait for this football team to get back out there. And you just
some unfortunate news about one of our safeties.
And unfortunately, I hope he gets the healthy help he needs. We're talking about Marcus Hooker. But there's not enough scholarships. There's a lot of players. And I don't want them to cut them. But this is the second time. And you're at a big-time school.
It's not the first time he's been out of his lane this season.
Yes.
It's just because he made a lot of bad reads, but seriously, on a serious note, I do hope he gets the help he needs. It's his second offense. Great. People are saying on Twitter, oh, it's because it's a stereotype and all that. I absolutely understand that, but it's also, he is probably what, like 21, 22. That's his second offense. That's a problem. That's still a problem.
Yeah, he was underage.
Yeah, that's still clearly an issue, unfortunately. And I think he might need help. And it's sad because I think he has a talent. And I just truly hope he can get his life in order.
And maybe it's not if he's not wearing the scarlet or gray or scarlet and gray, because I think ultimately,
Rutgers will take him.
I think ultimately that could happen. You could see Ryan Day have to force his hand and cut him.
Look what happened with our two safeties last year. The whole off the field incident.
Yeah,
with Wint and Reap
or whatever.
That's not something you want going around the locker room, especially in that position group. Marcus Hooker might be an example. They might make an example out of him, unfortunately. But I don't know, because obviously when you look at it, rape is obviously a lot worse than an OVI. Obviously, right, OVI is still very bad. You don't want that.
Right.
But I think on the way people see it, and also the family history between Malik and all that might play a factor. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yep. It's going to see how it pans out. And I'm going to now lobby that the Washington football team change their name to the Washington Buckeyes. Curtis Samuel just signed a huge deal with the Washington football team. This team up with Terry McLaurin. Can you imagine if they next year, they
go 9-7.
Next year they draft Chris Olave. They have Terry Mack and Chris Olave on the outside, Curtis Samuel in the slot, and
or Garrett Wilson.
And who's throwing them the football?
Fields. Oh, Fitzmagic.
No, Fitzmagic's with the. He's with the.
No, he signed with the football team. He retired, and then they signed him. They're like, no, we need a quarterback. Take all our money.
So Fitzmagic can make Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel great again. And then Carlos Hyde joins with Urban down there in Jacksonville. And Pat McFly signs with the Panthers. So good things are happening.
And it's rumored. I don't know if it's official yet. I don't know if it's pen to paper, but I'm seeing a lot of rumors of Gerrion Conley to the Browns. That looks like that's going to happen soon.
Hate the
You're salty. You're a salty Bengals fan. Don't hate.
I'm a salty Bengals fan who hates the Browns.
You're a salty Bengals supporter. At least your team didn't sign Ronald Darby to like a $30 million contract. Like, hey. What are the Broncos doing there? They had the question. They're like, do we bring back Von Miller? I don't know. Here, Ronald Darby, take all the money. Like the most average corner.
Hey, we signed Azubé from Dallas.
They were joking. They were like, the Bengals were just signing all guys on the defensive line. And everyone's like, yep, that's going to fix the offensive line for sure.
We did sign Trey Hendrickson, who had 13.5 sacks with the Saints last year. I'm excited about that one because I know a lot of people are like, oh, we need Carlos and blah, blah, blah. 5.5 sacks last year.
I don't think Carl Lawson's that good. I mean,
he's with the Jets now.
All these people are hyping up. It's where were they last year? Like, they're like, oh, Corey Davis, Carl Lawson. Like, these guys are like, okay, they're not worth these huge contracts. It's just funny.
And man, there's a report that the Bengals could get Kenny Galladay.
Oh, yeah, because AJ Green is officially gone.
Before we talk, this is it. This I'm done talking NFL. But what's with the Cardinals going to the rehab facility to sign players?
They literally are signing all the old guys. It's like, actually
hilarious. I love AJ Green and JJ Watt, but they literally got them from the rehab facility.
Mm-hmm. They're still in wheelchairs, like with their bones bruised and all.
There's Fitzgerald out there with a walker. With 5-year-old Kyler Murray throwing the ball.
That's so funny. I can't
wait for the Cardinals. Anyways, talk about our bracket that's going on Twitter.
So yeah. So this whole episode, obviously it's dedicated to brackets. We're doing our bracket competition. We're breaking down the March Madness bracket. We're also doing another bracket competition, the best of Buckeye Twitter bracket, top 32 accounts. And I like to say this, I apologize for those I missed. I missed a bunch of people today. I tried to compile this as diligently and thoughtfully as possible. And right away I realized I missed the Sloop cast. I felt terrible. I missed J-Book. I missed so many people. Do not take it personally. I was just whipping this thing up at work. But we got top 32 people on Best of Buckeye Twitter. Maybe next year I'll do top 64 because it's honestly we probably could have done 64. They're in really no specific order. I mean, obviously I started with Mr. Ohio, probably the higher seeds first, but there's really no specific order. I tried to make it as fair as possible. I did Mr. Ohio, Buckeye edits, now Bonds edits, Carrie Lynn, who's like OSU fan for U2 NV. Jeremiah from Scarlet and Gray, Men of Scarlet and Gray magazine, who we are now friends with on Twitter. We've gone past the Tennessee Jeff situation, which is great. We have Buckeye Bat, Brutus Wayne, Sam Block, the Block Spot, Maggie Marin. She started a new podcast with our boy V, Buck Off Pod. We got Randy Wade. Randy doesn't even know he's on this. I did the two boys from Scarlet and Great. I did the two guys from Buckeye Bar Talk.
Sir Yacht?
Yeah, why not? He's part of OSU Twitter, technically. I did OSU managers because they actually requested to be in it. They tagged us, like, we'd be in it. So I did the OSU basketball team managers. OSU Hoops Insider, Nicholas Jackson, love his Twitter account. Barstool OSU, Coop Ledford, he is a writer for Scarlet and Game. Noxious Oddity, our boy V, who's doing the podcast. Mechadon. I did Stroud Era. He was Fields Era. Now Stroud Era. He's always posting Ohio State stuff. Sir Yacht.
What if Stroud doesn't get the job? Is it going to be Miller Era?
Yeah, he's gonna have to change. That's why I love his dedication now to it. So, like, I had to put him in there. I did obviously our boy Chugs, Sipa Cray, 13. Drive the Lane Pod. I threw, you know, Joey Lane and Zoltan on there. Threes Above High, probably the best bar. Threw them on there. Fifth Quarter Ohio State, they're on there. Our boy Chris Doan, Doan Buggy, he's on there. OSU Bar, that's Buckeye Bar Talk. And then Buckeye Bar Talk did both of them. C-Bus Sports, 13. Now, don't really know the guy, but he requested to be in there. He was one of the first people to do it, so I throw him. He's probably, like, the lowest seed. Nevada Buck got in there. I just had to throw him on. He doesn't even tweet. I threw him on there. Justin Gunter, he requested to be on. I threw, like, two guys. Like, obviously, like, the Sloopcast and
did you, like, put James Yoder on there?
Yes. He wanted to be on it. Some of the people that really vouched to be on it, I threw like three or four people that really vouched to be on this over, like, Sloopcast and all these other plates. Cause, like, one, I just forgot about, like, unfortunately, these people. And two, if you're vouching, I'm gonna throw you on there. Let you see what you can do. So that's the field.
How do these people want to vote?
We're doing Twitter. I have the bracket. I'm gonna post, you know, the 16 matchups on Friday morning. Give them probably till Sunday or Saturday to vote, probably 48 hours. Then we'll break it down to move it down to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four, Final. And we'll probably do 48 hours for the votes. It's gonna be fun. Yoder's already talking smack to Buckeye Bar Talk. They got a first round matchup. I hope I didn't start a civil war on Twitter between Buckeye Nation, but it's gonna be a fun one. And I might have to make you a trophy if you win. I don't know. I'll work on it. Patrick Pearson to the Vikings, not relevant. But yeah, that's our competition. It's going to be fun. I would throw ourselves on air, but I know we'd absolutely mop the floor with everyone.
Absolutely.
We would mop the floor. No, I mean, in my humble opinion, I think looking at it, I probably have my final four, because I'm trying to pull up the bracket, how I made it. Stroud season followed me on Twitter. Cool. Pulling up the bracket. I probably have Barstool OSU, Yoder, Mechadon,
Mr. Ohio
is my final four. I think that's the way it's going to play. And honestly, I feel bad. I probably should not have put Barstool OSU and Mechadon on there because they're blue check marks. I don't know why I did that. They're friends of us. They have prominent Twitter accounts. I tried to really keep it. No players, no big media outlets. I bent the rules for those guys. So there are more guidelines. So that's on me. Like I said, I tried to put thought into it, but not too much thought.
This Carson McRae, who has 10,000. Oh, Chugs?
Yeah, he changed his handle. That's Chugs.
Yeah. Chugs has 10,000 brackets.
Yeah, I respect Chugs. Chugs saw a chance to win 50. And he was doing it, man.
Yeah, gotta respect it. He ain't the only one that did it either. Sorry. I didn't know Chug's real name was Carson. I feel bad.
Yeah. He, cause now he's
Chugs to me.
Yeah. He's always Chugs. I don't care. His legal name to me is Chug. So
he said a vote for me is a vote for the Buckeyes to keep, to make it deep in the tournament. At Mechadon music is all Oral Roberts. he's trash talking Mechadon. Gotta love it.
I'm gonna be curious how Yoder does. I'm really curious. I kind of want to see him. I tried to make him like the 16th seed as a joke because he's the Michigan man, but I mean, he really is kind of part of Buckeye Twitter. So I want to see how far he makes.
Make him the 16th seed. He'll live through it.
It's hard. It was so hard to actually like make the seeding because it's 32. I just kind of piecemealed it. So. I tried to make
it the first 16 seed ever to make the final.
Also, too, like, what's the point of putting like Mr. Ohio against the guy? Like, if there's like one guy on there with like 500 followers, it's like if I were to do Mr. Ohio versus that guy, that's gonna be a massacre. I think Mr. Ohio versus like Brutus Wayne, Mr. Ohio is most likely gonna win, but like, you know, Brutus Wayne Buckeye Bat, he's gonna at least stand a chance, I think. I tried to make it as like as competitive as possible because there's no point of having the 116 matchups when we're already in a round of 32. We might as well just get into the good stuff right away. So that's the way I kind of processed it.
Absolutely.
I mean, Cass, bro, I mean, that really does. You got any final thoughts before we wrap it up here?
Let's beat Oral Roberts, man. Let's go in there and tell and prove that we belong in the spotlight, the NCAA tournament. Justice suing, take over. Dwayne, just keep doing your thing. EJ, do your thing. Get healthy, Kyle Young, so you can come and beat Florida.
Absolutely. I love it, man. Buckeyes tip off Friday. As always, Buckeye Nation, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to fill out our bracket and join our contest. Win $50 to Fanatics. And as always, go Bucks.